Rauri Ratu joins us right now. At the Deep South Alcohol Harm Reduction Conference, which was held in Otipoti in Dunedin, of course, Kai Arahi of Kōkiri Ki Tāmaki Makaurau Trust and Y2624 lead claimant, Rauri Ratu, issued a wero to non-Māori organisations to return funding they've received in the name of reducing alcohol harm to Māori. Thanks for joining us, Dave. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dallas.
Well, where should this funding be redirected to, Dave?
Should be redirected to Māori. The end of the day, you know, Māori has some very, very good ideas in how to deal with our whānau who are impacted by alcohol. The reality is that we're just not given that opportunity, and there are non-Māori organisations throughout Aotearoa who receive funding from the Crown to address alcohol harm and Māori, but haven't done a thing. Haven't done a thing. And, you know, it's got to the point now where many Māori are thinking what I actually said yesterday. And so the conference in Dunedin was a very good opportunity for me just to lay it out. No holes barred. And just telling them, look, you know, you guys need to show some integrity. You say you're going to work with Māori to reduce alcohol harm. You haven't. So give the money back so it can be redirected to Māori who know how to deal with it. Māori organisations. You know, it's as simple as that. And I make no apologies for actually saying what I said yesterday.
Tēnā koe, and look, it makes some sense. Lots of organisations get funding. The problem still remains. Can you talk about the progress that Bi Māori for Māori leadership's delivered in reducing and eliminating alcohol harm to Māori?
Well, at the early stages, I mean, we've been really, when I say we, I'm talking about whānau Māori have been really successful with, certainly through the Waitangi Tribunal claim, in mediating a whole lot of stuff, which puts the power back in the hands of Māori to determine what that looks like. The establishment of the Kāhui Taurikura, which is the Māori FASD working group, who have been put together from across the motu, of tau Māori experts, clinicians, FASD experts, and, you know, and even Dei Māori te kopu's on there. And you know, they're the ones that have been put in place, one, to hold the Crown account to ensure that they're meeting their treaty obligations, but two, to also work alongside other Māori organisations who are working in the same field to support them in the initiatives that they've rolled out to work in terms of working with Māori, with either FASD, with specifically, sorry, FASD, affected by FASD. That's a starting point. You know, since September 2023, Māori have made some tremendous gains, certainly under the Labor government, but also, you know, Health Minister Dr. Shane Reti has also signalled that he wants to work with us on this. So it looks good for us. You know, we're not going to eliminate, nor minimise, nor reduce alcohol harm immediately. But what it does put in place is the opportunity for Māori to move down that track and deal with those issues in our way. So real positive time for us as Māori right now.
Tēnā koe. The Booze Barons are a very powerful lobby group, and so we're up against it. And now we've got also illicit drugs are a threat to Māori communities. Where does booze sit here? How big a problem is it in comparison to other challenges in our community in the drug and alcohol space?
Dallas, we've just completed the kōrero gathering from whānau across Tāmaki Makaurau around alcohol harm. And the stories that come out of that, we know what the stories have been for our whānau over a long period of time. But the brutality of the stories that were coming through is a lot more scary than even I originally thought. And that's just, you know, just here in Tāmaki Makaurau. So it is still huge. And look, we cannot forget the other forms of harm that exist. No question about that. But alcohol remains the number one when we look at long term use and the historic nature of it and everything else. It's just taken on legs of its own, and so alcohol is still up there as a real concern. But again, Māori need to address that. We need to control. I said at the Dunedin conference yesterday, there is room for non-Māori organisations to work alongside Māori, so Māori can meet their aspirations. But non-Māori organisations, you take one step backward, and you let Māori lead. So yeah, the liquor industry is always going to be a pain in our backside. There's no question about that. But let me tell you this. What I do know is that the liquor industry is very, very nervous. Very nervous because once the